This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Just remember, you're listening to this either on the 18th or the 19th of August, 1 September, the weekend of the first, whichever the first weekend in September is. You all become lock and load ninjas. You will be joined, you'll be rolled into the most deadly group of listeners on the radio sphere known to man. But today... Today, let's just talk about what we're going to talk about. Now, this past weekend, we had a police rampage, not of police, but on police, coming out of Philadelphia. It's reported that Maurice Hill injured six police officers during a standoff after officer served a warrant for his arrest of suspected drug dealers in Northeast Philadelphia. And all of this demonstrates the hypocrisy of the left on the gun restriction issue. On Thursday, another shooting incident in Philadelphia injured five more people. So within one hour of the first incident, Kamala Harris came out to condemn pro-gun rights groups and urge greater restrictions on legitimate and honest people owning guns. Then Cory Spartacus Booker decided to give his rendition of takeaway guns. And both senators know better and demonstrate the lie that underscores their desire to limit the Second Amendment. And first, we got to lay the premise here. It's important to understand that these two dishonest politicians, they have a very dishonest background. Senator Booker of New Jersey was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, from 2006 to 2013. This is one of the most crime-infested cities in America. The largest city in New Jersey with a population of 280,000. It has been in decline since the 1950s. When their population exceeded 400,000, it's actually gone down. The city demographic is over 50% minority, with an average income about one half of the national level. The city boasts universities and international airport, many major corporation headquarters and cultural centers, and yet the city is the brunt of jokes about livability and safety. Booker did reduce the budget deficits in Newark and improved policing efforts, but he did not succeed in reversing the negative stigma that the city maintains. Most importantly, he is familiar with all the ramifications of illegal gun possession by criminals in that city. New Jersey has strict gun laws, and still, criminals manage to steal or procure guns anyway. Just like with drugs, drug dealers, they use these guns to enforce their territories and protect their turf, which, by the way, drugs are illegal too. So how many new laws is it going to take to stop them? How many is it going to take? It is already illegal for them to possess weapons anyway. Same is true of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, where convicted felons cannot own guns legally there. Would the politicians confiscate the guns from felons or from honest citizens? And the answer to that is pretty obvious. The Philadelphia shooter is a multi-time convicted felon. The legal system in the city managed a plea bargain so many crimes that it is no wonder that he was on the streets to inflict more havoc. Then we come to Kamala, Willie Brown's sidekick Harris. She did not use the opportunity to discuss criminal possession of guns, because let's not forget, she was the best-looking attorney general of California from 2011 to 2017. I know that because Barack Obama said it. In that capacity, she should be familiar with criminal possession of guns, despite all the laws governing that, prohibiting that. The most populous state in the nation has outrageously, scandalous, tremendous poverty while housing some of the richest Americans. Almost one in five prison inmates in the nation today is a criminal alien, and California is among the top five states in this category. Harris would be familiar with that statistic. Other Democratic presidential candidates attacked the Republicans over the guns during the past 2 days. None have addressed the issue of mental illness. None have addressed the closing of the institutions that housed seriously ill people. In an effort to save money, many state facilities were closed or their size was reduced. And at the time, the rationale that was given was usually for civil liberties protections, but these people were released to our streets where they roam. A lot of the homeless or have mental illnesses. I mean, it's pretty bad. Now, as far as getting out there and attacking mental illness, most mentally ill people are not violent. They're actually the ones that are have a lot of stuff done to them. So it's I'm not trying to attach a stigma to mentally ill people, but you do have to admit that anybody that would look out there at a group of strangers that they do not know and are going to try to get a bunch of silhouettes with little slashes through them and see how high their body count can be before they get stopped, that's a little bit ill. I find that mentally, that has to be mentally challenging for me to understand. I don't understand it at all. Now, due to HIPAA restrictions, these people are not always reported to agencies that maintain records that would preclude gun purchases. So why would it be a shock that some of the worst homicidal incidents were committed by young males who were seriously deranged? Nobody did anything necessary to halt their access to devastating guns. Did the gun load itself and walk into the shooting area all by itself alone? Now, for a rational person, it's a pretty clear, clear answer here. Someone had to take the gun and shoot it at innocent people. And I live by one rule. I do not blame anything third party for the actions of a person. A gun has no moral compass. It has no sense of reason. It has no sense of agenda. It has no sense of purpose. It is simply an object. As far as what it can and cannot do for itself, it is the same as a pencil. Unless a pencil is picked up, sharpened, and used, it is just simply laying there, such as it is with guns. Now, politicians on the left will attempt to take as many guns as possible from regular people. But, you know, I think, what is the numbers? I think it's right at 40,000 people in Chicago, probably all minorities, 40,000 people in Chicago have been killed, murdered, in crime, since 1955, all under Democratic watch in Chicago. Where's the outcry about that? Where's the outrage over that? Why am I outraged about it and the people that want to disarm you are not? And that's where my problem comes from. This is, you know, South Chicago, that's a community plagued by drugs and crime. Where are they decrying the crime and the weapons? Where are they in Baltimore, in Detroit, or St. Louis? And this shows the lie in outlawing guns or assault weapons or whatever they want to call it today. Criminals use illegal guns and they possess guns that are already illegal in their hands. It doesn't matter what kind of gun it is. It can be a Jennings 25 semi-automatic that I wouldn't even use that to hold down my mail, or it could be anything up to a Barrett 50 caliber rifle. None of them are allowed to be in their hands. It's illegal for them to have that. Getting out there when it's already illegal for them to possess a gun, how do you make it more illegal? And why would, and this is the thing, if all of these laws are meant to deter crime, they're failing. But these laws are not meant to deter crime. They're meant to remove the rights for decent people who are trying to exercise self-protection. When Bill de Blasio was asked whether a New Yorker should be allowed to own guns, he responded that he feels people are entitled to safety. To any observer, this can only mean dependence upon police protection. If the shooter in Dayton, Ohio, could get off enough rounds in 30 seconds to injure 27 and kill 9, then what chance would we have if we must wait for the police to arrive if they're minutes away from an intruder in our home? And they got to him in 30 seconds. They shot him 24 times. So, you know, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about three-gun competition. It's about self-defense. And, you know, if you want to sit back and say it's not necessary in a modern society, at the time when the Nazis rose, that was the modern society. And they removed the right to own guns before they enforced their dictatorship. Same is true in communist countries today. But the Socialists and the Democratic Party do not think anyone remembers this history. And therein lies the problem. Too many of us do. And for those who don't, well, I'm here to remind you. When we get back, there is no closure. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, America, welcome back. The media has been presenting surviving relatives of victims of gun violence as proponents of new gun legislation as though their calls for gun control make sense. But when they do this, they're not addressing facts. One pertinent fact is that all gun violence is committed not by responsible gun owners, who make up slightly under 100% of the total set of gun owners, but by a few gun owners who are prone to criminal behavior. They may be a criminal simply because they possess a gun. They may have been a criminal prior to this. Guns themselves do not kill people. And people get killed with sledgehammers. Sledgehammers do not kill people. People get beat to death by hands and feet. But my hands do not reach out and kill people. People get run over by cars. People get run down by rented trucks. And none of these items have anything to do with killing people. Guns are designed as a defensive tool. Nobody, Sam Colt did not design the handgun to be an offensive tool. So, if what they say about guns is actually true, then given the many millions of guns, the hundreds of millions of guns that are in America, none of us would be here to be discussing this right now. We would already be dead. The guns would have killed us all. It'd been like maximum overdrive. Another pertinent fact is that those who disobey the law would obey, you know, I guess they would obey new gun legislation no more than they would obey or have obeyed the existing gun laws at the time when they committed the crime, which they violated when they shot innocent victims. Anyway, it's already illegal to kill people. I don't, for me, if I were being killed by somebody and they were beating me to death with a 2x4, I'm not going to be sitting there going, oh good, I'm being killed today, but not with a gun. Now, in addition, gun violence statistics are distorted to conflate gun-related homicide with gun-related suicide. As if, you know, that's a thing. Gun-related suicides are 2/3 of all gun-related death in America. Most gun deaths here have to do with those who kill themselves. Guns are not a necessary component of suicide. Just go ask how that works out in Japan. They even have I'm not going to make light of that. There's one forest they call the suicide forest, but they have lots of mass transit there, lots of trains. People throw themselves in front of trains. But the train is not the problem. It's the person that wanted to kill themselves. There's something that's pushed them to this point. Then the media and the other proponents of increased gun control ignore the simple reality that AR-15s, the much vilified assault weapon, which they insist no one needs, are used in fewer murders in America than an axe handle or any other sort of blunt object. Murderers kill with whatever's handy, more often with hammers or hands than with rifles. Another important fact that is ignored by gun control proponents is that most gun-related violence takes place in the inner cities. I don't know how we would measure this. I'm pretty sure your local law enforcement could do it. But do you have a gun, or not a gun, do you have a drug problem where you're at? Because if you don't have a drug problem where you're at, you probably don't have a lot of gunplay happening. Because 83% of all gun homicide occurs due to drugs. And not because you're high on drugs, but because it's amongst people selling them. And this happens in major metropolitan areas like Chicago and L.A. and New York City. I'm willing to sit back and say some gun control proponents may be well motivated, but losing a loved one to gun violence, that doesn't give anyone a license to obligate me or you or any others to bend to his less than rational argument in favor of infringing the right to bear arms. Nor does it give anyone a monopoly on virtue, reason, or moral positioning. The Second Amendment conveys no rights. The Second Amendment acknowledges an unalienable right. Those who ratified it published their views with regard to the reasons for doing that during the time when they were considering this, and which included maintaining the power of the people to present a viable opposition to tyrannical tendencies in government. And if anybody thinks that can't actually happen, I refer you to the Bundy Ranch. So, infringing that right with regard to those who have never used a gun irresponsibly or in a criminal manner would be tantamount to banning cars because somebody drove drunk. I believe that some gun control proponents may be sincere in their opposition to the undefined assault weapon. I also will tell you that those same people that are sincere about their opposition probably don't know what they're talking about. They think what they see on TV, they think that's happening. They think that's a thing. It's not a thing. The Second Amendment is the teeth of the Bill of Rights. Without the Second Amendment, without that veto that is put in the hands of us, the governed, respected by the ones who govern by our consent, which is what they're supposed to be, we would be less free. That would not be something that you would notice, per se. If you've ever noticed, if you were to take a look at the way things go now versus the way they went, say, in the 20s, as far as what government does, you would see a gigantic difference in the overreach of government. But for those of us that live day to day, you know, if we look back last year versus this year, as big and as bureaucratic and as much many layers as there is to government, we don't ever see it. Now, when the founders were framing the Bill of Rights, they had what they were looking at, where they were looking at, there was more direct action back then. They didn't have all the bureaucracy that we have now. There was, you know, there was the king, I say it, so there it shall be. And the king decided that he was going to tamp down these unruly colonists. And they said, no, we're no longer with you. Thanks. Thanks for your help. You know, we sailed here over here. I don't remember you paying for anything. You're not doing anything. You just want to take from us. No. And that was something they could fight because they could see it. And so when they drafted the Second Amendment, it was anticipation of these types of tyrants going forward that the Second Amendment would protect us from. It would enable us to protect ourselves from that. What we have instead is we have a very glacial creep of bureaucracies that have come along and slowly insinuated themselves into our fabric. We have agencies that most of you don't even know what they do. I don't know what they do. They do it on a daily basis. And I don't even know, you know, every time they have a government shutdown, I don't see any difference in the way the country runs. Maybe some of these checks that for Social Security and everything that some people do depend on. Yeah, I can see where that slows down. But who do we have to hire to take care of that while we're getting rid of everything else that nobody notices? And that's a problem with government today. The government has become gigantic. It's a leviathan. And the Second Amendment was meant to put us in a place where we could deal with that. But when we sit out there and we're talking about the government, we're not talking about a bunch of guys running around with guns ready to do war with us with knee pads and elbow pads and everything else to make sure they stay safe. We're talking about a bunch of suits that are bureaucrats that just want to take our money and run our lives. And if everything goes right, then we won't notice it and everybody's happy. So, I guess the question becomes, are we free or are we happy? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line. A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think if there was ever a survey asking gun owners why they buy guns, I would probably wager that the majority of them would say that it's basically for protection. The Second Amendment was not written for hunters, but for the people's self-protection, including protection from tyranny. And the first thing any smart dictator would-be wannabe tyrant would do is remove guns from the registered owners, which there has to be a registry in place to do that. And right now, while the media and the left pontificate about the evil of guns used in recent rampage killings, my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, told the blatant truth when he was asked about why he owned an AR-15. His comments reported on in an article by Hunter Lovell in the Washington Examiner. He said the South Carolina senator made the comments to reporters about aboard Air Force One that he maintains an AR-15 in case that there's a hurricane, a natural disaster, no power, no cops, no anything. His remarks were first revealed by Voice of America on Twitter. A reporter then asked him to clarify if he meant the semi-automatic rifle was for looters. And he said, yeah, people, they're not going to come to the AR-15 home. Well, I think if you show up on the porch with an AR-15, they'll probably go down the street. One of the survivors of the awful El Paso massacre, Christopher Grant, a black man, told CNN's Chris Fredo Cuomo that he was surprised his mother didn't have her gun with her. I ran towards my mother to try to shield her, and I'm like, Mom, because my mom is a gun-wielding grandma. She carries a snub-nosed Smith & Wesson 38 Special with a built-in scope on it everywhere she goes. That must be some gun with a built-in scope. I'm willing to bet that was not something that CNN wanted to report while visiting survivors in the hospital. Why did this black woman carry a gun? For protection, of course, Fredo. It still has not occurred to the left that gun laws only impact the law-abiding. Because criminals break these laws all the time, but politicians continue to ignore the fact that good people with guns prevent more mass shootings than gun-free zones do, because gun-free zones are actually like the magnet. They're the only place targets, they place targets on the backs of innocent humans at gun-free zones. So wouldn't it be wonderful if there were still mainstream journalists who knew how to research the truth when it comes to guns and the Second Amendment? I talk about it all the time, and I fear gun controllers. I don't fear them because of what they can do to me physically, because quite honestly, they can't do anything to me physically. When they're out there, what gun controllers always project their own fear of what they would do with a gun because they can't control themselves. But they project that on you when you're not going to do anything about anything bad. A lot of people have no feelings for this. There's a lot of, antipathy about this. Now, a lot of people develop these ideas or these notions maybe in their youth, maybe because of where they grew up. If you grew up in a rough part of town, if you grew up in a violent part of town. But most people that I know never actually live where they grew up. So that means they go out into the rest of the world, and then they get to see and find out and understand what gun ownership means to others in different parts of the country. Now, I have had my moment of being against guns, and I'll share that with you. I had an incident where I failed one of the... I did not follow one of the gun rules, one of the four rules, and I had an accident with it. And I was 15 years old. And this was back in the 70s. There was no such thing, you know, we hadn't coined the terms like PTSD. Nobody really understood what kind of stressors could be placed on somebody at that age. And I basically had to contain this within myself. And I had to live with it within myself. And for the next 3 years after that, I actually wrote for one of my student papers a gun control thing. But this was the impression that this made to me. And this happens to, I'm sure this happens to everybody. Except the problem was that I came to understand something a little as time wore on, as I aged from 15 to 18 to 19. Somewhere in there, I began to understand. I had a little help from one of my uncles who was a world-class silhouette shooter. And he simply said, you didn't follow the rules, the four rules that Jeff Cooper put forth. And that's why that happened. You didn't follow two of them. And that's why that happened. It wasn't the gun's fault. Because the gun had no rules to follow. The gun is an object. And I listened to him for a while, and very slowly he brought me back in. He started me out by letting me reload ammo. I wouldn't shoot it, but I would reload it. But I really wanted the ammo to be good for him. So then he said, well, you test it. So he gave me a beautiful, I wish I had it today, a beautiful Ruger Blackhawk single-action revolver to test this ammunition. And all I was doing was testing ammunition. It was, you know, basically, how far is it going? Is it, how much powder am I using, everything? And then it wasn't until I was a little older that I began to understand that what my uncle had done was really quite ingenious, because he led me to understand that before at the age I was when that happened, it was a gun. And now I look at them as a tool. That are guns. There are many tools of violence. And everything can be repurposed for violence. Ask the Okinawan people. Everything that you see in the martial arts movies, the bow staff and the nunchucks and all the blades and everything, those were all farmers' implements, because weapons were forbidden to everybody but the samurai warrior class when these weapons began to be repurposed by the people of Okinawa. So I look at things and I look at gun controllers, and on one hand I understand that a lot of the problem that most people have, not the politicians, politicians are agenda driven. They know that they can't possibly take any of their agenda forward. They really want, like, single payer, cap and trade, taxation to the eyeballs, all this other stuff, open borders, all these other things as they reconstitute voters who are beholden to them. They know they can't do that unless they disarm those of us that are here, that are Americans. So that's their agenda. People like somebody that's touched by gun violence, somebody like me at a young, impressionable age that grew up having an incident or seeing something, those are the people that are just simply not educated. I was not educated, and I use myself as an example. I don't mean that in a bad way, but ignorance is, it is not always bliss. There's a lot of, there's a lot of other things that go into us. We're a lot less religious now, for one thing. And I'm not one of these Bible-thumping holy rollers, but, the question has to be asked, would there have been a Columbine if God had not been removed from the schools? We know most of these rampage killers fit the same profile. Most are single males. They come from broken homes. They may have been exposed to drugs or they're coming off of drugs. They're isolated. They have no social interaction with anybody most of the time. How does this happen if this, how many regular churchgoers, for example, are rampage killers? Dennis Prager said, finally, since the 1960s, we've been living in a culture of grievance. Whereas in the past, people generally understood that life is hard and or they have to work on themselves to improve their lives. For half a century, the left has drummed into Americans' minds the belief that their difficulties are caused by American society. In particular, it's sexism, racism, and patriarchy. And the more aggrieved people are, the more dulled to their consciences. There's two kinds, though. There's two kinds. And I think a lot of times, a lot of people misunderstand what kind of person would go out and own a gun. And thankfully, somebody thought enough of me to at least bring me around to understanding the truth, which I do. And I'm glad for it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasts of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Start the weekend in earnest. I start this out with this from Twitter, from the Firearms Policy Coalition. They say, sure seems like Trump is saying bad language equals the government is coming for your guns. Trump got on Twitter and said, would Chris Cuomo be given a red flag for his recent rant? Filthy language and a total loss of control. He shouldn't be allowed to have any weapon. He's nuts. So, is our pro-gun president saying that we must close the meltdown loophole? And speaking of filthy language, what does he want to grab them by again? Well, there's a little bit of difference, I think, there. But let's dissect this. Trump got on Twitter, and I think whenever President Trump gets on Twitter, it's absolutely brilliant because he is a master of misdirection. If you don't think he's a master of misdirection, please take a very critical look at that. Because right now, everybody out there, the trendy thing to call for is red flag orders. This is where somebody, not a mental health professional, mind you, somebody makes a call that you are nuts. And they make a call to the police go see a judge, the judge with no evidence in front of them says, granted, the police show up at your house at dark 30, they take your guns, and then very shortly after that, hopefully within 2 weeks, then you actually get to have your day in court. That's exactly opposite of the way that should go, by the way. First you should have your day in court, then they take everything. Trump was referring to the CNN talking head screaming meltdown and threat of violence at a New York bar against a customer who called him Fredo. Fredo was the name of Michael Corleone's brother in the Godfather series, and he also was the guy that betrayed Michael Corleone. Now, Cuomo had a very furious reaction, and his furious reaction is instructive, particularly in light of his elitist disparagement of the Second Amendment and the fact that it's recognized as a birthright. And the well-earned Streisand effect will no doubt follow him to the end of his days, but it is by no means rising to the level of legal justification to confiscate guns. That means that you could, red flag orders. The fallacy of a red flag order means that you can't ever get angry. You can't ever yell. You can't ever vent. Isn't that good mental? Isn't that a good release? Don't you, go to a yoga class to exhale all of your, to an anger management class where they instruct you yell and scream and role play? So why is expressing anger? The person to worry about is the one who expresses no anger. But, defenders of the right to keep and bear arms that are alarmed by what they perceive as the backsliding on a promise made to gun owners to win their votes. I'm looking at the replies here, on Twitter to the president, like, your tweet here at Real Donald Trump is precisely why, one, hashtag red flag laws are awful policy ripe for abuse, and two, why your personal opinion cannot lawfully or constitutionally result in another person's fundamental human rights and property being taken from them by force. That coming from the Firearms Policy Coalition. Then Dana Lash weighed in with one tweet. POTUS explains how red flag laws can and will be abused. Hot Air's Ala Pundit noted the president is torn between two theories to explain his latest tweet. The options are the president doesn't understand why stuff like this will steal opposition on the right to the sort of red flag bills he's endorsed, or he's playing eight-dimensional chess, deliberately sabotaging the push for a new red flag bill to please his base by showing immediately how it would be abused by the government once it's law. See, I don't even, how do you look at that and call that pandering there, Ala Pundit? I know you're supposed to be conservative. What if he's actually doing this on purpose? One thing that Trump knows, and one thing that any of us know in the gun rights advocacy segment of life here, is that immediately after one of these rampage incidents, which are horrible, they're absolutely horrible, and you see how fast they happen, like in Dayton. They engage that guy in a half a minute, and he shot 36 people in that half a minute that he was allowed to run loose. He didn't even go somewhere where he knew the cops wouldn't be, because they were there in force. They shot him 24 times. That part of things, I don't really find that to be a valid thing, what he's saying, that he's using it to pander, which I think that's what he's saying. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I do think that Trump understands that if you get out there and you say something to quell things, then people will calm down, and then we can sit back under the cold reality of reason and make a reasoned deliberation out of it. Because we're talking about taking away a constitutional right. Theoretically, the only way to take away this constitutional right would be the 28th Amendment, which would be another constitutional, you know, declaration, but an amendment to the Bill of Rights. But this is not what they want to do. They want to legislate it away. Now, Trump himself has said in the past, take the guns first, go through due process second. Those of you who think he really believes that, well, I don't know. I was on the floor at the NRA annual meeting when Donald Trump Jr. came onto the floor. Now, whenever the president would be there, and the president has been at every National Rifle Association annual meeting that I've been to. Not because I've been there, though, by the way, but just because he was there as a candidate. He's been there as president both years since he's been president. When Donald, they control what goes on in the hall where he's going to give his speech. However, on the floor of the NRA annual meeting, where all the exhibits are and all the people are that aren't in there listening to the leaders, I don't go to any of the leadership talks. I'm there to look at guns. I'm not there to listen to a lecture. Donald Trump Jr. comes onto the floor with Kimberly Guilfoyle, and they're going around looking at the booths like everybody else there. And the Secret Service is there, and believe me, they are surrounded on all in a 360-degree pattern by tens of thousands of people that have guns. And now the Secret Service, their job just got easier, because nothing's going to happen in the middle of the NRA annual meeting floor. Now, one of the options they're considering over this is that they want to think he wasn't serious, and he saw a chance to take a shot at an enemy with a joke and didn't think through who the butt of it really was and the broader implication. And the guy with the power to destroy lives doesn't get to joke like that, at least not with people serious about liberty. But I don't think he was joking. I think this was all misdirection. Some people on my side think that Donald Trump has broken numerous promises, multiple promises on guns. So, and one of the things they're really concerned with is that he will show his true colors once he wins a second term, because he won't need to worry about re-election then. So, Are you a disillusioned gun owner? That's my question. Are you disillusioned with the president? Because I would love for you to point out, besides talking, and see, this is the thing. Most of the things that happen in the gun world right now, I'm sure sales are going through the roof on all guns right now. Because, once again, they're talking about banning them. And one House of Congress is held by the people that want to ban them in the, you know, one part of Congress. So that is out there. That possibility is out there. And by the same token, you've got a president, and I know without a doubt that both of his sons are two of the most strident Second Amendment people there are, and I don't know how much influence they have over the president, but at the same time, I don't think he's an anti-gun president. Because while they were out there saying, we're going to ban, you know, he got out there and the ATF has changed for example, the bump stock. They've changed the definition of the bump stock to a machine gun, which is preposterous. And it is preposterous. It's ridiculous. And maybe he looked at that and said, you know, that's just ridiculous enough to maybe make it into the courts. But when they banned that, they put definitive language in that directive to exclude things like the binary trigger, which quite honestly, in my opinion, is a more effective semi-automatic enhancer of fire. So while they're doing the one thing, they're leaving everything else alone, and they're defining it. They're putting it out there in writing, saying, we're not going after this. So this is a guy that makes deals. And maybe he got out there and said, let's make a ridiculous deal. And we can sit here and we can go back and forth about this all day. But at the end of the day, you just have to decide whether the president is anti-gun and, you know, if he's betrayed you or not. I myself will vote for him again. Because if you look at the alternative, I mean, Joe Biden's out there saying, I'm coming for your guns. That's the difference. We'll be back again next weekend. Everybody stay safe, stay aware. This has been Gun Owner.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.